This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And good evening, my friend. Welcome to the state championship game. It's the Hillsboro Dragons taking on the Trojans of Washington Central as we come to you from Fieldcrest Junior High in Winona. I'm Terry Toth. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We're glad to have you along. We've got a big night of basketball here on the Tally Broadcasting Station. Here we have the IESA 7th grade Class 3A State Boys Basketball Championship game. We'll follow that up here on FM 106 with the regional championship game from the Class 1A Girls Tournament at Nokomis as Central A&M, the top seed, takes on the Lady Redskins, the number 2 seed in the regional tournament. And going on right now on WAOX 105.3, the Ox, the Lady Hilltoppers, who pulled the upset last night against Litchfield. Lady Toppers are battling Southwestern in the regional championship there. Southwestern is the top seed in that regional tournament. But here tonight in Winona, the Washington Central Trojans bring a 22-0 record in against the Dragons. The Dragons are 20-2 on the season, and two things you can count on tonight. Number one, the Dragons are going to play hard and have some fun playing basketball. And number two, the other team is bigger than the Dragons. Those two things you can count on has pretty much been the situation all year long. We're going to take our first break. We'll come back and we'll check the starting lineups and have more information about basketball this week on the Tally Broadcasting Station, and we'll do that in 60 seconds.
This polar vortex everyone's talking about has made it nearly impossible for Roger Jennings to get cars. We're desperate for vehicles, and we need yours to keep our lot looking full. Get a ton more for your old ride. Our dealership, for the people, is your dealership. Just visit RogerJenningsInc.com.
The Scheller Insurance Agency would like to congratulate the Dragons on a great season. Scheller Insurance Agency has been serving Montgomery and Macoupin County since 1948, and they offer all lines of insurance, including commercial and personal life and health insurance. Scheller Insurance Agency in Hillsboro and Litchfield. Good luck to the Dragons. The mission of First Community Bank in Hillsboro has always been to provide a broad offering of financial products, support their customers, and effectively manage the finances of their farming operations. Trust the team that knows your operation. Call Randy McFarland today at First Community Bank in Hillsboro. Member FDIC.
WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
There we go, back at Fieldcrest Junior High in Winona, the IESA Class 3A Boys State Basketball Championship with the Dragons of Hillsboro, 20-2 on the season, taking on the Central Trojans out of Washington, undefeated at 22-0. And the third-place game completed just a few minutes ago. Gibson City, Melvin Sibley defeated Glassford Illini Bluffs, 56-34. That was about a 1 or 2 point game after three quarters, and then Gibson City took off in the fourth quarter and won it, 56-34. How do these teams fare in the state tournament? Well, first off, for the Dragons of Hillsboro, you go back to last Saturday. The Dragons defeated Bridgeport Red Hill 54-43, and then later that evening got by Gibson City 46-44. Washington Central knocked off Quincy Blessed Sacrament 43-35 in the quarterfinals, and then defeated Illini Bluffs 47-35 to earn their way into this championship game this evening. And while we're on the subject of IESA basketball, congratulations to the Birds of Southwestern. The Birds in the 8th grade 3A sectional at Vandalia last night won the sectional over Vandalia 45-41. So Southwestern will take a 23-2 record into the 8th grade 3A state tournament, which is being played at Tolono Unity Junior High. They will play at 2:30 on Saturday afternoon against Monticello. If they win in the quarterfinals, they will play again in the semis at 6:30 that evening. So good luck to the Birds of Southwestern as they will take a 23-2 record into the boys 8th grade 3A state basketball tournament. Well, the starters tonight for the Hillsboro Dragons. The Dragons are coached by Rich Stewart, assisted by John Cooper, and Stewie's starting lineup tonight. Keaton Pruitt, a 5'5 7th grader. In fact, all the Dragons are 7th graders. Caden Lemon stands at 5 feet tall. Donovan Moore at 5'3", Landon Carroll at 5'2", and Jordan Gregg at 5'8". So it's Keaton Pruitt, Caden Lemon, Donovan Moore, Landon Carroll, and Jordan Gregg for the Dragons. Dragons are the visiting team tonight. They're in the green uniforms trimmed out in the white with the black numbers. The Washington Central Trojans are the home team. They're in the white uniform trimmed out in the blue. The Trojans are coached by Eric Jupe in Nissen Bear starting lineup. Ryan Castle at 5'4". Justin Ray at 5'11". Dylan Osborne at 5'8". And a couple of six-footers, Ben Mount and Ezra Ellison. So Ryan Castle, Justin Ray, Dylan Osborne, Ben Mount, and Ezra Ellison, the starting five for the Trojans of Washington Central. Washington Central has been in the state tournament at the Class 3A level a couple times before. In fact, the past 2 years, or 2011 and 2012, I should say. And this is the first appearance for the Dragons under this current format in the Illinois Elementary School Association. Coming up at halftime, we're going to have a chance to talk with our good friend Nicole Schaefbauer. Nicole is the Associate Executive Director with the IESA, and we've already seen Nicole a couple, three times this year along the IESA basketball tournament trail, and she's here tonight and has been doing the trophy presentation and medallion presentation, and she'll help out again with that at the conclusion of this championship game. And we want to thank Greg Peterson, who's the athletic director here at Fieldcrest. He has done a terrific job of getting it set up. Our broadcast position is at the end of the gymnasium. It's kind of an open cavern area. It used to be an old band room here at Fieldcrest, and we're sitting about 6 feet from the edge of the floor. So we might have a basketball or a player come flying in toward us tonight, and that's something we've had happen before, so we'll just deal with it and have a fun time. The Dragons, as they prepare on the evening, have a terrific crowd on hand. And, of course, the Hillsboro crowd kind of split tonight. Dragons have drawn a big crowd here in Winona. And, of course, the Lady Hilltoppers have a pretty good crowd, no doubt, at Hillsboro in that girls' regional championship game. So it's the Dragons of Hillsboro, the Trojans of Washington Central. I'm talking with Coach Rich Stewart. It's all about having a great time and building memories. Play your best basketball, hustle, do your best. But remember how to have a good time. And at that point, you turn to the Dragons and you see they're a rather relaxed basketball team out there. And a lot of times that works in the favor of a basketball team when you get into a big game like this. So it's Hillsboro taking on Washington Central. And we'll come back with more from Winona and the IESA State Basketball Tournament right after these messages.
Fusion Fitness and Aquatics wants to help you make 2014 a new year, a new you, a better you, a healthier you. Fusion Fitness Center features group exercise classes, personal training, cardio workout programs, weight training, and more. Let Fusion Fitness help you get in the best shape of your life. Visit FusionForLife.com. Fusion Fitness for Life, proud sponsor of the Hillsboro Dragons. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Sullivan's Drugs, National Bank, Bondurant Plumbing, Stewart Sanitation, Gary Wimple Tax and Accounting Service, Caradon Framing, Style Studio, all in Hillsboro, by the Montgomery County Republican Central Committee, and by the City of Hillsboro, home of the Dragons.
In time of need, sensitive personal service without excessive cost is what they do at Bass Pat and Dean Funeral Home. Your friends at the Bass Pat and Dean Funeral Home will listen carefully to your needs and respectfully conduct services according to your wishes. Call the Bass Pat and Dean Funeral Home in Hillsboro, serving the community for generations. They'll help make arrangements easier for you.
Man's best friend, woman's best friend, all under one roof. Diamonds and Dogs in Hillsboro. Put a sparkle in your life with gift cards, sports rings, bling for the puppy, Blue Buffalo dog food, dog toys, dog clothing, and fine fashion jewelry. Expert repair too. Stop by the store. Sign up to get text messages about specials they have. Like them on Facebook. Diamonds and Dogs in Hillsboro.
This is Tammy Richmond with Montgomery Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Hillsboro. Say you had to choose between a 5-star hotel and a 1-star hotel for the same price. Montgomery Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is the only 5-star rehab center in this area. Visit us at Montgomery Nursing and Rehabilitation Center and find out why we are the home with heart.
This polar vortex everyone's talking about has made it nearly impossible for Roger Jennings to get cars. We're desperate for vehicles, and we need yours to keep our lot looking full. Get a ton more for your old ride. Our dealership, for the people, is your dealership. Just visit RogerJenningsInc.com.
WSMI FM 106.1.
Barry Tone back at Fieldcrest Junior High in Winona, the IESA 7th grade Class 3A state basketball championship game. As the public address announcer, we're making a few announcements to the crowd here, and a terrific crowd. This is kind of an older building. It's an older style gymnasium. They do have the new style bleachers in it, but it's a very cramped, small type building. The hallways are not very wide, so it's kind of a throwback to the Hoosiers era when you walk into Fieldcrest. But some terrific people here, and they have been terrific hosts for the IESA State Basketball Tournament. Well, the Dragons are about to be introduced since they are the visiting team tonight. Don't forget, we'll have scores for you tomorrow morning at 7:30 on Spotlight on Sports, and we podcast all of our high school sporting events and our junior high sporting events. You can find podcasts of those that you can listen to at your leisure, or you can download a copy for absolutely no cost by going to our website, WSMIRadio.com. And for those of you tuned in on the Internet tonight, through our friends at Network One Sports, we welcome you to the broadcast this evening. This is the first of two tonight here on FM 106 as the Central A&M Nokomis Girls Regional Championship game from the 1A Regional at Nokomis will come up immediately following this broadcast here on FM 106. And, of course, we've got more basketball for you tomorrow night on WSMI FM 106. As we switch back to boys basketball, Nokomis will entertain Hillsboro. Litchfield at Carlinville. Our coverage tomorrow night begins at 7:30 right here on WSMI FM 106.1, your 50,000-watt sports voice in Mid-Illinois and America's high school sports leader. We'll come back for the tip with the Dragons and the Trojans, and we'll do that right after these messages.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the Montgomery County Fair, set for June 18th through 22nd. Montgomery County State's Attorney Chris Matouche. Hillsboro Moose Lodge number 1377, the Moonlight Y in Taylor Springs, and by Barbara Adams, attorney at law in Hillsboro.
Hillsboro Rental has a complete line of equipment for all your projects. Whether you're cleaning out a wooded area, remodeling a room, or working on another project you have planned, rent the tools you need so you can get the job done right. So if you need it, rent it at Hillsboro Rental, next to the underpass in Hillsboro. Call 532-6751.
As your agricultural lender, Security National Bank appreciates the trust that area farmers have instilled in us. Visit us at one of our four locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore, or online at securitynb.com. Security National Bank, big enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
America's high school sports leader, WSMI FM 106.1.
There we go, back at Fieldcrest School in Winona. Here we go with the opening tip between the Dragons and the Trojans of Washington Central. Washington Central undefeated at 22-0. The Dragons are 20-2, and the opening tip controlled by the Dragons. And here we go as Caden Lemon, all 5 feet, no inches of him, brings the ball to the near sidelines and gives it off to Donovan Moore. Back to Lemon, down on the baseline. Here's a shot up, no good, by Landon Carroll, and the rebound pulled down by Central. A long pass down the floor, and a shot from Justin Ray right underneath gets the Trojans on the board 2-0. And now timeout called immediately by Coach Rich Stewart of the Dragons. He came out, took a look at the situation, and I think he didn't like what he saw as far as the timidity of the Dragons tonight. And he's probably saying, guys, let's just have some fun, focus on what you're doing tonight. He certainly wants to avoid the deer in the headlights syndrome where you get down by 6 or 8 points early on, because that's awful tough to make up here in a state championship game. So Stewie burns a timeout just to calm the troops down, and we'll see how the Dragons will respond here in the early going. Dragons are trailing 2-0 as they put the ball in play. We played a half minute here and the state championship game. Here's Moore. Into the corner, off to Keaton Pruitt, back to Donovan Moore. Here's Lemon at the point. Moore, way out front, about 3 steps behind the arc. Here's Lemon into the big guy. It goes to Jordan Drake, back to the corner. The shot from the wing, no good, by Landon Carroll. Moore the rebound, the putback is good, and the game is tied at 2. As Donovan Moore gets his first bucket of the night, 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. We're tied at 2, Washington with the basketball. These are 6 minute quarters in IESA play. Here's the ball into the corner to Justin Ray. Back out to the top, the key to Ben Mount. They send it off to the left side, off to Ryan Castle. They give it back out to Mount. Now a skip pass to the right side, into the right corner to Castle. A three is no good. Rebound on the weak side by Keaton Pruitt for the top, or for the Dragons. I did it, didn't I? We got the toppers in there once, but we'll try and stay with the Dragons here tonight. Here's Moore with the basketball for the Dragons. 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. We're tied at 2. Here's Lemon into the corner. Carroll's going to try the 3-ball. He overshot it. Chased down on the far side by Dylan Osborne for Washington Central. We're tied at 2, 4:15 to go, first quarter. Central with the basketball. Ben Mount underneath to the big guy, and Ezra Ellison puts it in from 6 feet away, and it's a 4-2 ball. As the Dragons trail 4-2, and now a steal by Washington Central. The ball gets loose, comes back out front. Here's a three-pointer straight on. No good by Ben Mount. And the rebound pulled down by Justin Ray. He'll drive, no good, and Donovan Moore with the rebound. Here's Moore. Down the lane, puts up the runner. No good. Rebound by Carroll. The putback is no good. Loose in the lane. Picked up by Washington Central. The Trojans lead 4-2. Down the lane, the layup is no good, and a player control foul on Justin Ray of Washington Central. His first personal, first team foul, and the ball will go back to the Dragons. And quickly off the bench, Christian Scott, a 5'5 seventh grader for the Dragons. He'll replace Jordan Gregg. The Dragons bring the ball into the front court. Here's Caden Lemon with it. Around to Donovan Moore. Moore. Bounce pass back to Lemon. Into the corner to Landon Carroll. He'll drive the baseline, but he's out of bounds. Turnover number 2 by the Dragons. Ball back to Washington Central. In the backcourt is Dylan Osborne. Down to the right corner to Justin Ray. Ray now kicks the ball back out front to Ben Mount. Off to the wing, underneath to the big guy. That's Ellison. He missed it. The putback's no good. We've got a foul underneath against the Dragons. And this one is on Donovan Moore of the Dragons.
If you have a sports-related injury, give Teamwork Rehab a call. Teamwork Rehab provides licensed, certified athletic training services for Hillsboro and Nokomis student-athletes, keeping them safe, healthy, and in the game. Teamwork Rehab in Hillsboro, Litchfield, and Nokomis. Teamwork Rehab, a division of Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare.
As your agricultural lender, Security National Bank appreciates the trust that area farmers have instilled in us. Visit us at one of our 4 locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore, or online at securitynb.com. Security National Bank, big enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hillsboro Energy is proud to bring you this sports broadcast, and Hillsboro Energy is glad to promote good sportsmanship from all of our area teams, their players, coaches, and fans. Remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. So be a good sport. Good luck from all the employees of Hillsboro Energy.
WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
It's a 5-2 lead for Washington Central, and the Trojans will end down on the baseline. It comes into the left corner to Ryan Castle. Back out to the top of the key to Ben Mount as the Trojans lead 5-2 with 2.5 to play. Underneath for Ellison. His little hook shot doesn't go, and the rebound pulled down by Landon Carroll for Hillsboro. Dragons trail by 3, 5-2, 2.5 to go first quarter. Here's Donovan Moore. He'll launch the 3 for the tie. It's in and out, no good. Rebound pulled down. The putback, no good by Jordan Gray. And the Trojans come out with it. A long pass down to Justin Ray, and the layup is good. Ray with 4. Timeout call by the Dragons. 2:09 to go in the first quarter. And Washington Central out of the gates rather quickly. They lead the Dragons 7-2. Back with more in 40 seconds.
Hillsboro Dragons basketball on WSMI FM 106.1 is brought to you by Loscott Motors and Towing in Irving, Hair Designs in Coffeen, State Representative Wayne Rosenthal, Steve's Repair Service in Coffeen, and by the McCain Napa Auto Parts store in Hillsboro.
This polar vortex everyone's talking about has made it nearly impossible for Roger Jennings to get cars. We're desperate for vehicles, and we need yours to keep our lot looking full. Get a ton more for your old ride. Our dealership, for the people, is your dealership. Just visit RogerJenningsInc.com.
WSMI FM 106.1, America's high school sports leader.
Dragons are down by a nickel's worth. There's a shot from the perimeter, no good, by Keaton Pruitt, and the rebound pulled down by Washington Central. The Trojans have dominated the boards here in the early going. Ball comes out to Justin Ray, around to the right side, down to Ray in the low block on the right baseline. He'll turn, put it up, and in. And Justin Ray has a half a dozen points, and it's a 9-2 lead for the Trojans of Washington Central. Dragons with the basketball, 90 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Here's Lemon with the ball on the left sideline. Still on the dribble out front across to Donovan Moore. Moore drives in down the edge of the lane, puts up the runner. It's short. Gets his rebound. The putback, no good. And the rebound by Ezra Ellison for Washington Central. Into the front court, Dylan Osborne. He almost had his pocket picked in there by Lemon, but he holds on to the basketball. Here's a three-point shot from the corner, overshot everything. And the rebound on the weak side by the Dragons, Landon Carroll. Here's Donovan Moore in the front court, under a minute to play. Dragons are down 9-2. Here's a three-pointer by Carroll. It's short. Rebound pulled down by Pruitt. Keaton gives it back out. Carroll down the lane, puts up the runner. Good! There you go! Carroll with 4 points for the Dragons in a 9-4 ball game. Washington with the lead and the ball. 40 seconds to go first quarter. Long pass to Justin Ray as the Trojans are just throwing over the top of the defense. And Ray has 8 points here in the first quarter. He hits one in the lane, and that makes it an 11-4 lead for Washington Central. 22 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Dragons down by 7, 11-4. Out front with the basketball. Here's Keaton Pruitt around to Caden Lemon. Lemon comes back to Pruitt. Here's Moore in the left corner. A long three, no good. Rebound by Carroll. He had great position, and he drew the foul. Landon Carroll will get a couple of free throws for the Dragons with 5 seconds left here in the opening quarter. And that foul called against Ben Mount of Washington Central, his first, team second. So Landon Carroll, who has all four Dragons points, gets a couple of free throws. And the toss is a little short. Score remains 11-4 in favor of Washington Central. And Landon Carroll will try to nibble a point off that 7-point advantage for the Trojans. And the toss is a little bit lost. Rebound by Ray for Washington. Quickly into the front court. 1 second at the buzzer. The shot is short. After one quarter of play, it's Washington Central 11. And the Hillsboro Dragons 4, back with more basketball from Winona in 60 seconds.
The Scheller Insurance Agency would like to congratulate the Dragons on a great season. Scheller Insurance Agency has been serving Montgomery and Macoupin County since 1948, and they offer all lines of insurance, including commercial and personal life and health insurance. Scheller Insurance Agency in Hillsboro and Litchfield, good luck to the Dragons. The mission of First Community Bank in Hillsboro has always been to provide a broad offering of financial products, support their customers, and effectively manage the finances of their farming operations. Trust the team that knows your operation. Call Randy McFarland today at First Community Bank in Hillsboro. Member FDIC.
Fusion Fitness and Aquatics wants to help you make 2014 a new year, a new you, a better you, a healthier you. Fusion Fitness Center features group exercise classes, personal training, cardio workout programs, weight training, and more. Let Fusion Fitness help you get in the best shape of your life. Visit FusionForLife.com. Fusion Fitness for Life, proud sponsor of the Hillsboro Dragons.
Your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106.1.
Play resumes in the second quarter. Ray puts up the shot for Washington. No good. Rebound by Ellison. He has his pocket picked by the Dragons. Turnover number two by Washington. There's Caden Lemon into the front quarter. The Dragons trail 11-4. We're just underway in the second period. There's Lemon. Around to the right side. A bounce pass to the sideline. That one's tipped away and picked up by Washington. Down to Justin Ray. He'll bank it off the glass and in. And the Dragons have no answer tonight for Justin Ray. He has 10 of the 13 points for Washington Central. 5.5 to go in the first half. Dragons with the basketball. Here's Lemon with it out front near the center jump circle. Now the Trojans try to double team. He gets the ball into the corner. Off to Jordan Gregg underneath it. Donovan Moore, who hits one off the glass. Donovan's first bucket tonight. 13-6, so the Dragons cut the lead to 7. 5 minutes to go, first half. Washington with the basketball. Osborne into the front court. Kicks it to the wing, off to Castle. Underneath, they go to Ray. His shot blocked, but a foul's going to be called against Jordan Gregg of Hillsborough. That's going to be his first, team's second. And it'll be two free throws coming up for Justin Ray of Washington Central. Justin's a 5'11 seventh grader, and he has been spectacular here in the early going. And the free throw is a little bit long. So the score remains Washington 13, Hillsborough 6. Ray with a second free throw attempt for the Trojans. This one is in and out, no good. Donovan Moore the rebound. How about a bucket here, Dragon? Here's Moore into the front court. Down the lane he goes. Donovan into the layup. It's fouled by Justin Ray. Ray will get his second, team's third. And that will put Donovan Moore at the line. He shoots two for the Dragons. Good things happen when you take the ball to the hole, and that's exactly what Donovan Moore did. And he'll have a chance to get into that 7-point Washington Central lead. 4:49 to go in the first half. As Moore will tuck his shirt in before he gets a couple of free throws here. And Donovan's first toss is nothing but net. He has three. That makes it 13-7. Ray goes out of the ball game. That's good news for the Dragons. Into the contest is Kinsinger. Adam Kinsinger at 5'7". 4 second toss for the Dragons. Good. He's got four. And the Dragons are right back in this thing. They trail 13-8. And Washington Central with the basketball. There's Osborne on the dribble in the backcourt. Into the cross to Castle. Down into the corner. Back to Castle out front now. To Osborne, and they hand the ball right to the Dragons. Turnover number four by Washington. Down underneath, the layup is good by Pruitt. Peyton Pruitt with his first bucket tonight, and the Dragons are back to within three at 13-10. 4:20 to go in the first half. Washington Central with the ball. Osborne around to the right side off the Ben Mount. Back to Osborne near the free throw line. Kicks it to the side to Ryan Castle. Now a lob pass underneath to the big guy Ellison, and he'll back it off the glass and in, and Ezra Ellison has 5 points tonight, and the Trojans back up to a 5-point lead at 15-10. 4 minutes to go first half. Dragons with the basketball. Here's Pruitt. Right side to Landon Carroll in the corner. Back out to Pruitt. Deaton drives in, pulls up from the elbow. It's no good. Rebound pulled down. Kick back out front. The Dragons hold on to it. Pruitt back to Donovan Moore to the sideline. Carroll for three. Good! Hey! Landon Carroll with a tray. He's got seven, and the Dragons are back to within two at 15-13. 3.5 to go first half. Washington Central with the ball. Here's Castle with it. Pass right into the lane, intercepted by the Dragons. Four coming down in for the layup for the tie. He missed it. He missed it. And Dylan Osborne the rebound for Washington Central to Castle. Across it goes to the left side. The shot is up and good by Adam Kinsinger, his first bucket tonight. And a 4-point lead for Washington Central, 17-13. 3 minutes to go first half. The Dragons with the basketball. Donovan Moore around to the right side to Pruitt. Pruitt, a couple of dribbles into the corner to Landon Carroll. Back out front to Pruitt. Back out front now. It comes to Caden Lemon. Inside, here's Carroll from a terrible angle. He gets that bucket to fall. How did he do that? He was so far underneath the backboard. But Landon Carroll has 9 points, and the Dragons are back to within two at 17-15. 2.5 to go in the first half. There's a long pass to the baseline. A jumper is up and no good. Rebound pulled down by Jordan Gray. Here comes Moore down the lane for the layup for the tie, and it is good! And the Dragons have battled back! We are tied at 17! 2:16 to go in the first half, and Washington Central wants timeout! We'll come back with more from the IESA State Tournament in 20 seconds.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Sullivan's Drugs, National Bank, Bondurant Plumbing, Stewart Sanitation, Gary Wimple Tax and Accounting Service, Caradon Framing, Style Studio, all in Hillsborough, by the Montgomery County Republican Central Committee, and by the City of Hillsborough, home of the Dragons.
WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsborough, Carlinville, and Greenville.
First of two tonight here on FM 106. We'll have a regional championship game between Central A&M and Nokomis from the 1A Girls Regional at Nokomis. Central A&M beat Nokomis back in December, so the Lady Redskins are looking for a little revenge tonight in the regional championship game. We'll have the broadcast coming up right after this one. The Dragons have battled back and tied this game up. Washington Central burns the timeout, and the Trojans will inbound the basketball. 2:16 to go here in the first half of play. Took a while to get them going, but the Dragons have been rolling along here in the second quarter. Here's Osborne with the basketball. Ryan Castle in the backcourt. Now into the front court. They kick the ball to the wing. Here's a three-pointer up, in and out, no good. And the rebound, and over the back foul coming up on Ezra Ellison. Ellison on the push that time. His first personal, fourth team foul. Out of bounds for the Dragons in the backcourt. We're tied at 17. The Dragons have never led in the contest. 2 minutes to go, first half, and the Dragons could take the lead with a bucket here. Here's Moore in the lane. Donovan, triple team, kicked it to Carroll for the three ball up. In and out, no good. Big battle for the rebound. Trojans get it. Into the front court. There's Osborne. Flips across. And now an offensive foul. A player control foul on Dylan Osborne as he ran right over the top of one of the Dragons. That'll be his first team's fifth foul. Turnover number five. And with 107 seconds to go in the first half, the Dragons get the basketball back. Here's Moore at the free throw line for the lead. Good! Donovan Moore with eight. And the Dragons have battled back to take the lead at 19-17. 90 seconds to go, first half. And the ball knocked out of bounds by Donovan Moore at midcourt. Well, the Dragon fans are all cranked up now. Washington Central will inbound the ball. It goes into the corner to Castle for the three for the lead. Good! Ryan Castle! It's his first bucket of the night, and Washington Central leads 20-19. 80 seconds to go. Here's a three from Pruitt for the Dragons. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds. It's going to belong to Washington Central. Trojans lead the Dragons 20-19, and Washington Central will get the ball back. Great venue here at Fieldcrest Junior High in Winona. The place is packed for a state championship game tonight. Here's Osborne for Washington. In ahead to Kinsinger. Back out to Osborne. Kinsinger in the right corner to Osborne. Fires it across to Castle. A minute two to go in the first half. Washington with a one-point lead in the basketball. Here's the runner by Kinsinger. No good. Rebound pulled down by Jordan Gregg for the Dragons to Donovan Moore. Donovan near the right elbow. Pulls up. Now just inside the arc. The shot doesn't go. And the rebound pulled down by Washington Central. 43 seconds to go, first half. Trojans with a basketball. Osborne on the baseline. Kicks it back out to Mount. Top of the key, Castle. Back to the corner. It goes to Osborne. Half minute to play. Here's Mount pivoting around, and the ball knocked away by the Dragons. Here's Lemon with it. Off to Donovan. Layup. It is no good, and he's fouled by Ryan Castle of Washington Central. Castle gets his first, team six. And Donovan Moore will be at the line to shoot two for the Dragons, who trail 20-19 with 25 seconds to go in the first half of play. Moore's free throw, around and out, no good. But Donovan will try to hit this second attempt and tie this ball game up at 20. Come on, Donovan. Moore looks at the bucket, puts it up, and we're tied. 9 points for Donovan Moore. We're tied at 20. Under a half minute to play in the first half, ball comes into Washington Central as Lemon tries to put on a little pressure. Here's a long pass into the front court to Kinsinger. 17 seconds to go. Back out to Osborne with 15. Kinsinger in the right corner to Osborne with 12. Castle at the point with 8. The pass knocked out of bounds, and it's going to go out and belong to, I think, the Dragons. Yeah. Turnover number 7 by Washington Central. 6 seconds to go in the first half. We're tied at 20. Dragons get the last touch on the ball, perhaps. There's Lemon into the front court. Top of the key. 4 seconds to go. Down to 2 seconds. One, and they don't get the shot away after two quarters of play here in the IESA State Championship game. It's Washington Central 20, Hillsborough 20. We'll come back with some halftime stuff for you right after these messages.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Sullivan's Drugs, National Bank, Bondurant Plumbing, Stewart Sanitation, Gary Wimple Tax and Accounting Service, Caradon Framing, Style Studio, all in Hillsborough,
by the Montgomery County Republican Central Committee, and by the City of Hillsboro, home of the Dragons.
In time of need, sensitive personal service without excessive cost is what they do at Bass Patton Dean Funeral Home. Your friends at the Bass Patton Dean Funeral Home will listen carefully to your needs and respectfully conduct services according to your wishes. Call the Bass Patton Dean Funeral Home in Hillsboro, serving the community for generations. They'll help make arrangements easier for you.
Man's best friend, woman's best friend, all under one roof. Diamonds and Dogs in Hillsboro. Put a sparkle in your life with gift cards, sports rings, bling for the puppy, Blue Buffalo dog food, dog toys, dog clothing, and fine fashion jewelry. Expert repair too. Stop by the store. Sign up to get text messages about specials they have. Like them on Facebook. Diamonds and Dogs in Hillsboro.
This is Tammy Richmond with Montgomery Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Hillsboro. Say you had to choose between a 5-star hotel and a 1-star hotel for the same price. Montgomery Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is the only 5-star rehab center in this area. Visit us at Montgomery Nursing and Rehabilitation Center and find out why we are the home with heart.
This polar vortex everyone's talking about has made it nearly impossible for Roger Jennings to get cars. We're desperate for vehicles, and we need yours to keep our lot looking full. Get a ton more for your old ride. Our dealership, for the people, is your dealership. Just visit RogerJenningsInc.com.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the Montgomery County Fair, set for June 18th through 22nd. Montgomery County State's Attorney Chris Matouche. Hillsboro Moose Lodge number 1377, the Moonlight Y in Taylor Springs, and by Barbara Adams, attorney at law in Hillsboro.
Hillsboro Rental has a complete line of equipment for all your projects. Whether you're cleaning out a wooded area, remodeling a room, or working on another project you have planned, rent the tools you need so you can get the job done right. So if you need it, rent it at Hillsboro Rental, next to the underpass in Hillsboro. Call 532-6751.
WSMI FM 106.1.
Barry Jones back at Fieldcrest School in Winona. We're at halftime of the IESA 7th Grade State Basketball Championship, and we are tied at 20. The Dragons had a great second quarter as they outscored Washington Central 16-9 as they were down early on and really weren't looking very good. And a couple of timeouts called by Coach Rich Stewart, and the Dragons started to put things together. Justin Ray has had the hot hand for Washington Central. He has 10 points. Donovan Moore has 9 for the Dragons, all coming in that second quarter. So we are tied at 20 in this IESA 7th Grade State Basketball Championship game from Winona. And we'll take a break, and we'll come back with more in 60 seconds.
As your agricultural lender, Security National Bank appreciates the trust that area farmers have instilled in us. Visit us at one of our 4 locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore, or online at securitynb.com. Security National Bank, big enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you have a sports-related injury, give Teamwork Rehab a call. Teamwork Rehab provides licensed, certified athletic training services for Hillsboro and Nokomis student-athletes, keeping them safe, healthy, and in the game. Teamwork Rehab in Hillsboro, Litchfield, and Nokomis. Teamwork Rehab, a division of Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare.
Hillsboro Energy is proud to bring you this sports broadcast, and Hillsboro Energy is glad to promote good sportsmanship from all of our area teams, their players, coaches, and fans. Remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. So be a good sport. Good luck from all the employees of Hillsboro Energy.
America's high school sports leader, WSMI FM 106.1.
Terry Jones back at Winona, IESA State Championship game. We're tied at 20. Scoring-wise for Washington, Ryan Castle with 3, 10 from Justin Ray, 8 of those in the first quarter, 5 points from Ezra Ellison, and Adam Kinsinger had 2 quarters of 11-9 for their total of 20. They were 1 of 4 from the line, 7 turnovers by the Trojans in that first half. For Hillsboro, Donovan Moore with 9 points all coming in that second quarter, 9 points from Landon Carroll, and 2 points from Keaton Pruitt. Quarters of 4 and 16 for the Dragons. They are 3 of 6 from the line at the end of the first half of play, and only 3 turnovers for the Dragons in that first half. So we hope we are in for a dandy second half of play. And I don't know about you, the odds are very slim of any team winning a state championship, but they have to be even slimmer for 2 teams from the same school to win a state championship in the same year. But that's what the Dragons are trying to do tonight. They're trying to match what their counterparts, the girls, did back in December as they won the IESA state tournament at the seventh grade level. We'll take a break. We'll come back and have more from Winona in just 60 seconds.
Hillsboro Dragons basketball on WSMI FM 106.1 is brought to you by Loscott Motors and Towing in Irving, Hair Designs in Coffeen, State Representative Wayne Rosenthal, Steve's Repair Service in Coffeen, and by the McCain Napa Auto Parts store in Hillsboro.
This polar vortex everyone's talking about has made it nearly impossible for Roger Jennings to get cars. We're desperate for vehicles, and we need yours to keep our lot looking full. Get a ton more for your old ride. Our dealership, for the people, is your dealership. Just visit RogerJenningsInc.com.
The Scheller Insurance Agency would like to congratulate the Dragons on a great season. Scheller Insurance Agency has been serving Montgomery and Macoupin County since 1948, and they offer all lines of insurance, including commercial and personal life and health insurance. Scheller Insurance Agency in Hillsboro and Litchfield, good luck to the Dragons.
WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Well, we have a chance to catch up with Coach Apfauer, who is the Associate Executive Director of the Illinois Elementary School Association. And this is, what, the second or third time we've met on the tournament trail here this winter.
It has. We really appreciate you covering all of our games. And good to have some of your teams participating in the tournament.
And
they've been successful this year.
They have been terrific this year. And we still have one more team, the Southwestern Faisal Birds boys team, is in the 8th grade 3A tournament. So good luck to the Birds as they play on Saturday. Nicolas, And you guys are extremely busy because not only do you run basketball tournaments, but you run four different classes. So you've got IESA officials all over the place.
We do. We have someone over at the 1A tournament in St. Joseph. We have someone back in Normal with the 4A tournament. And then we also have somebody down in Clinton with the 2A tournament.
And where are you headed next week?
I'm going to be in Maroa with the 4A tournament. So I'm not going to be there to see basketball.
And the IESA does a terrific job. And again, one of the things I really like is they pick the venues that are just the perfect size for a state tournament for junior high.
Right. It really does enhance our game to have that close field, to really get loud, and for the kids to look out and see just packed fans. It's really cool.
And at the end of this third place game, just about a half hour or so ago, at the end of the ball game, you awarded the medallions, the trophies, but then everybody from the two towns, the two school districts out there milling around, congratulating the kids and the coaches and kind of hugging and having a good time. And that's really kind of Hoosier-esque, isn't it?
It really is, because you get the brothers and the sisters, yeah, the little ones who get to see that and what a cool experience it is. But on the other end, you also get to see the grandmas and the grandpas who are there to support them as well. So it's really a cool environment to see everybody together.
Nicole Schaefauer from the IESA, thank you very much. We're keeping you busy, kids.
I know. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Nicole. 20-20 to score the Dragons and the Trojans of Washington Central in this IESA State Basketball Championship game. And we'll come back and get ready for third quarter action in 60 seconds.
The mission of First Community Bank in Hillsboro has always been to provide a broad offering of financial products, support their customers, and effectively manage the finances of their farming operations. Trust the team that knows your operation. Call Randy McFarland today at First Community Bank in Hillsboro. Member FDIC.
Fusion Fitness and Aquatics wants to help you make 2014 a new year, a new you, a better you, a healthier you. Fusion Fitness Center features group exercise classes, personal training, cardio workout programs, weight training, and more. Let Fusion Fitness help you get in the best shape of your life. Visit FusionForLife.com. Fusion Fitness for Life, proud sponsor of the Hillsboro Dragons. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Sullivan's Drugs, National Bank, Bondurant Plumbing, Stewart Sanitation, Gary Wimple Tax and Accounting Service, Caradon Framing, Style Studio, all in Hillsboro, by the Montgomery County Republican Central Committee, and by the City of Hillsboro, home of the Dragons. WSMI FM 106.1, America's high school sports leader.
Gary Toad back at Fieldcrest School in Winona as we get ready for third quarter action. We're tied at 20, and the Dragons will have the basketball. Looks like the original starting five back in for the Dragons: Keaton Pruitt, Caden Lemon, Donovan Moore, Landon Carroll, and Jordan Gray. As Lemon will bring the ball into the front court, Carroll left baseline, drives in, kicks it back out. Now they send it to Donovan Moore at the top of the key. Back around to Caden Lemon. Lemon being hounded out front. gets the ball to Moore. 17-footer. Good! And Donovan with 11 points. And the Dragons have garnered the lead for the first time tonight at 22-20. We play 20 seconds here in the third quarter. Washington Central with the basketball. Here's a bank shot up, no good, by Justin Ray. And a shot is back up and in by Ellison. Ellison got the rebound and the putback. He ties the score at 22. He has a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. About that time, against the Dragons, we'll have to wait for the board. Free throw is no good, and the rebound pulled down by the Dragons. So we're tied at 22. Hillsborough with the ball. The foul is on Landon Carroll. That's going to be his first, team's first. And now traveling called against the Dragons as a couple of them got tangled up down on the far end of the floor. So the ball will go back to Washington Central. That's the fourth turnover of the night for the Dragons. Trojans with a basketball. There's Ray down the line. Oh, nice move. And Justin Ray puts it in. He's got a dozen. He's leading all scorers tonight. And Washington Central up by a deuce, 24-22. 5:06 to go, third quarter. Dragons with the ball inside to Donovan Moore. They go underneath. Jordan Gregg, layup good. Gregg with his first bucket tonight ties the game up at 24. Just under 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Washington with the basketball. Along the sidelines to Ryan Castle. Into the corner to Ben Mount. Back to Ray. Out front, a three is up. No good by Castle. Battle for the rebound. We're going to have a jump ball and a takedown by Jordan Gregg as he flipped Ben Mount over his shoulder. And Ben hit the floor pretty hard that time as these two guys were going for the loose basketball. I think Ben's okay, and he's going to stay in the game. So it'll be Washington's ball on their baseline. We're tied at 24, 4:42 to go third quarter. Ball comes back out front to Ryan Castle. Into the corner. Here's a three. Up good. Carried by Dylan Osborne. His first bucket of the night. And Washington leads by three, 27-24. 4.5 to go third quarter. Dragons with the basketball. Lemon into Donovan Moore. Carroll for the three, for the tie. Overshot everything. Rebound Gregg. The putback no good. And Jordan is fouled. He'll get a couple of free throws for the Dragons. That foul called on Ben Mount of Washington Central. His first, or check that, his second, team's first this half. And Jordan Gregg gets a couple of free throws for the Dragons, who trail by three. 27-24. Free throw by Jordan is good. Third touch. Bounced around a couple of times and fell through. That makes it 27-25. And Jordan could make this a one-point ball game with a second toss here. Takes a deep breath, puts it up, and it is in and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Ezra Ellison for Washington Central. Here's Osborne into the front court to Castle on the right baseline. Backdoor pass off to Ben Mount from 17. It's no good. Rebound by Jordan Gregg, knocked away by Ray. Justin drives in, puts it up, no good, and Donovan Moore the rebound. Dragons could tie with the two, take the lead with a three. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Here's Moore. Left side, back to the top of the key, out to Caden Lemon. Lemon feeds into Gregg in the corner. Here's Landon Carroll driving, puts up the runner, no good. Rebound, going to go out of bounds, going to belong to the Dragons on their baseline. Off the bench for the Dragons comes Christian Scott at 5'5". He replaces Caden Lemon. And the Dragons will end down on the baseline, trailing by a deuce. 3:48, third quarter. Ball comes down out front and is intercepted by Justin Ray of Washington. He'll go right down the lane, lays it up and in. Boy, this Ray is a good-looking ball player. He had to sit out a little bit in that first half because of foul trouble, and now timeout called by Coach Rick Stewart of the Hillsborough Dragons. 3:37 to go in the third quarter in this championship game. It is Washington Central 29, Hillsborough 25. Back with more in 40 seconds.
In time of need, sensitive personal service without excessive cost is what they do at Bass Pat and Dean Funeral Home. Your friends at the Bass Pat and Dean Funeral Home will listen carefully to your needs and respectfully conduct services according to your wishes. Call the Bass Pat and Dean Funeral Home in Hillsborough, serving the community for generations. They'll help make arrangements easier for you.
Man's best friend, woman's best friend, all under one roof. Diamonds and Dogs in Hillsborough. Put a sparkle in your life with gift cards, sports rings, bling for the puppy, Blue Buffalo dog food, dog toys, dog clothing, and fine fashion jewelry. Expert repair, too. Stop by the store. Sign up to get text messages about specials they have. Like them on Facebook. Diamonds and Dogs in Hillsborough.
Your 50,000-watt sports voice in Mid-Illinois. WSMI-FM 106.1.
Play resumes. The Dragons have the basketball, trailing by four, 29-25. 3.5 to go, third quarter. Here's Moore at the elbow to the corner. Carroll drives in, 15-foot baseline shot, doesn't go. Moore the rebound. Donovan spins, puts up the shot, blocked away. Loose out of bounds, going to belong to the Dragons on their baseline. Last touched in there by Ben Mount from Washington Central. And now Dragons inbound the basketball. Carroll gets with that up front. Moore for the three. Good. He buried that one from deep in the corner, almost like it was out of bounds. Man, that was deep. 14 points for Donovan Moore. That makes it 29-28. So the Dragons are back to within one. 3:09 to go, third quarter. Washington Central with the ball inside to Ellison. He banks it off the glass and in. 9 points for Ezra Ellison at 6 feet tall. And a three-point lead again for Washington Central, 31-28. Moore for the three, for the tie, doesn't go. Rebound, Justin Ray, poked away by the Dragons. Moore for the three, for the tie, around and out, no good. Picked up by Landon Carroll. He'll drive back in, kick it back out to Moore. Moore, another three try, no good. Rebound on the weak side, and a foul called against Washington Central. That's on Ryan Castle, his second, team second. Out of bounds for the Dragons on the baseline. 2:39 to go, third quarter. Dragons trailing 31-28, and they will inbound the ball. Moore looking, gets it into Jordan Gregg. Jordan drives in, goes underneath the baseline, comes back to Pruitt. Across it comes to Landon Carroll for three. It is short. Rebound pulled down by Justin Ray. Out to Ryan Castle. Inside to Ray, and Ray puts it up, and he gets it, plus one. The Dragons do not have an answer for Justin Ray tonight. The foul that time was on Jordan Gregg. That is his second, team second. Justin Ray now with 6 points on the evening and a 5-point lead for the Trojans at 33-28. Lemon will leave, and coming back in is Christian Scott. And Ray has a chance for the old-fashioned 3-point play. And he gets 17 points for Justin Ray. And a 6-point lead for the Central Trojans, 34-28. Hillsborough with the basketball. Dragons with it into the corner. It goes to Christian Scott. Back out to Donovan Moore. Into the right corner. Here's Carroll with it. Landon. Couple of dribbles. Backdoor pass on the baseline. The shot is up and good on the baseline from Christian Scott. His first bucket tonight. 34-30. So the Dragons have cut it down to four with 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Washington Central with the basketball. In the lane, down the lane, he gets too far underneath, and he fouls. By Jordan Gregg. Jordan bailed him out on that one, committing the foul. And Gregg's third, team third. And a couple of free throws coming up for Justin Ray of Washington Central.
This is Tammy Richmond with Montgomery Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Hillsboro. Say you had to choose between a 5-star hotel and a 1-star hotel for the same price. Montgomery Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is the only 5-star rehab center in this area. Visit us at Montgomery Nursing and Rehabilitation Center and find out why we are the home with heart.
This polar vortex everyone's talking about has made it nearly impossible for Roger Jennings to get cars. We're desperate for vehicles, and we need yours to keep our lot looking full. Get a ton more for your old ride. Our dealership, for the people, is your dealership. Just visit RogerJenningsInc.com.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the Montgomery County Fair, set for June 18th through 22nd. Montgomery County State's Attorney Chris Matouche. Hillsboro Moose Lodge number 1377, the Moonlight Y in Taylor Springs, and by Barbara Adams, attorney at law in Hillsboro.
Hillsboro Rental has a complete line of equipment for all your projects. Whether you're cleaning out a wooded area, remodeling a room, or working on another project you have planned, rent the tools you need so you can get the job done right. So if you need it, rent it at Hillsboro Rental, next to the underpass in Hillsboro. Call 532-6751.
As your agricultural lender, Security National Bank appreciates the trust that area farmers have instilled in us. Visit us at one of our four locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore, or online at securitynb.com. Security National Bank, big enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you have a sports-related injury, give Teamwork Rehab a call. Teamwork Rehab provides licensed, certified athletic training services for Hillsboro and Nokomis student-athletes, keeping them safe, healthy, and in the game. Teamwork Rehab in Hillsboro, Litchfield, and Nokomis. Teamwork Rehab, a division of Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare.
Hillsboro Energy is proud to bring you this sports broadcast, and Hillsboro Energy is glad to promote good sportsmanship from all of our area teams, their players, coaches, and fans. Remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. So be a good sport. Good luck from all the employees of Hillsboro Energy.
It is 8:20 right here at WSMI. I'm sorry we are having technical difficulties with Terry at the game. Hopefully, I'm texting him as we speak that I will get him back on the air just shortly. So bear with us. 37 degrees at 8:21 right here at WSMI.
Hillsboro Dragons basketball on WSMI FM 106.1 is brought to you by Loscott Motors and Towing in Irving, Hair Designs in Coffeen, State Representative Wayne Rosenthal, Steve's Repair Service in Coffeen, and by the McCain Napa Auto Parts store in Hillsboro.
This polar vortex everyone's talking about has made it nearly impossible for Roger Jennings to get cars. We're desperate for vehicles, and we need yours to keep our lot looking full. Get a ton more for your old ride. Jennings, our dealership, for the people, is your dealership. Just visit RogerJenningsInc.com.
When our men and women join the military, they're told, if they're injured, our government will take care of them. But what if you served and sacrificed for your country and couldn't get the specialized care, military benefits, and career opportunities you needed? Chris Sullivan was on patrol in Iraq when a sniper's bullet severed his spinal cord, leaving him paralyzed. He's one of the 85% of veterans with severe disabilities who are unemployed. Keisha Wright, Paralyzed Veterans Counselor.
We got people who have amazing abilities, and they're just not having the opportunity to go back to work and live their full potential.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is on a mission. Mission ABLE, to help our seriously wounded veterans receive what they need most, care, benefits, and jobs. Army Sergeant Chris Sullivan.
If it wasn't for PVA, I would not be where I'm at today. I would have never had this job opportunity.
Join the mission at mission-able.com.
WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Fourth quarter underway, and Landon Carroll tries a three-pointer from the right corner for the Dragons. It doesn't go, and the rebound pulled down by Washington Central. They come down and throw it out of bounds. Turnover number 10 by the Trojans. 39-33, Washington Central leading the Hillsboro Dragons. We're into the fourth quarter, 5:33 remaining in the contest. And Caden Lemon will walk the ball into the front court for the green-clad Dragons of Hillsboro. Around to Jordan Drake. He's playing with three personal fouls. Here's Donovan Moore in the right corner. Donovan tries to get away from a couple of defenders. Back out front to Lemon. In fact, Osborne is playing Donovan Moore extremely tight defensively. Into the corner. Landon Carroll, a three, is no good. Rebound pulled down on the weak side by Justin Ray of Washington Central. Trojans lead 39-33 with 5 to go in the ball game, and they have the basketball. Ryan Castle underneath to Ezra Ellison. He puts up the shot, no good. Put back, no good. Rebound right into the hands of the smallest guy on the floor, Caden Lemon. Caden will bring it up the floor for the Dragons of Hillsboro, who trail by 6. And now a timeout called by Hillsboro coach Rich Stewart. 4:46 to go in this title game. Washington Central 39, Hillsboro 33. Back with more in 40 seconds.
The Scheller Insurance Agency would like to congratulate the Dragons on a great season. Scheller Insurance Agency has been serving Montgomery and Macoupin County since 1948, and they offer all lines of insurance, including commercial and personal life and health insurance. Scheller Insurance Agency in Hillsboro and Litchfield. Good luck to the Dragons. The mission of First Community Bank in Hillsboro has always been to provide a broad offering of financial products, support their customers, and effectively manage the finances of their farming operations. Trust the team that knows your operation. Call Randy McFarland today at First Community Bank in Hillsboro. Member FDIC.
WSMI FM 106.1.
Terry Toad back at Winona. State championship game. Hope you're enjoying our broadcast tonight. From Fieldcrest Junior High, a 39-33 lead for Washington Central over the Hillsboro Dragons. Dragons with the ball. as we are in the fourth quarter of play. Here's Moore at the top of the key. Donovan off to Landon Carroll, way out on the wing on the left side. Comes back to Lemon. Lemon on the right side of the key. Back to Landon Carroll. Launches this long three. No good. Rebound in the lane. Knocked out front. Lemon's going to chase it down. Tip it back into the front court. And the Dragons hold on to it. 4:20 to go in the game. Dragons down by six. Here's Carroll. Out to Donovan Moore. Knocked away. Loose and picked up now by Washington Central. Turnover number seven by the Dragons. Here's Ryan Castle for Central. Off to Justin Ray. Now to Ellison. Layup good. Ezra Ellison with 11. And the Trojans lead by 8, 41-33. 4 minutes to go in the game. Dragons with a basketball. Here's Donovan Moore down the lane to Landon Carroll for three. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by Ryan Castle for Washington Central. Quickly into the front court. Ray wide open. Easy layup is good. He's got 22 tonight. And timeout on the floor. 3:37 to go in the ball game, and now Washington Central with a 10-point advantage. 43-33. We'll come back with more in 40 seconds.
Fusion Fitness and Aquatics wants to help you make 2014 a new year, a new you, a better you, a healthier you. Fusion Fitness Center features group exercise classes, personal training, cardio workout programs, weight training, and more. Let Fusion Fitness help you get in the best shape of your life. Visit FusionForLife.com. Fusion Fitness for Life, proud sponsor of the Hillsborough Dragons. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Sullivan's Drugs, National Bank, Bondurant Plumbing, Stewart Sanitation, Gary Wimple Tax and Accounting Service, Caradon Framing, Style Studio, all in Hillsborough, by the Montgomery County Republican Central Committee, and by the City of Hillsborough, home of the Dragons. America's high school sports leader, WSMI FM 106.1.
3.5 to go in the game. Dragons down by 10, and they have the basketball. Here's Landon Carroll out on the right wing, back to the top of the key. Dragons down 43-33. Here's a long shot by Keaton Pruitt for three. No good. Put back by Jordan Drake. No good, but Jordan draws the foul. So he'll have a chance for a couple of free throws. Ezra Ellison gets the foul. That's his second, team's third. Check that, team's fourth. And two free throws coming up for Jordan Drake of Hillsboro. And the Dragons could use him. First one is good. 4 points for Jordan. That makes it 43-34. The Dragons have cut the lead down to nine. And the 5'8", Jordan Gregg, with his second free throw, is no good. A rebound into the hands of Landon Carroll. The putback no good. Loose on the baseline, and Justin Ray picks it up for Washington Central. So the Trojans have a 9-point lead, 3:10 to go in the game, and they have the basketball. Here's Osborne with it out front. Around to Ben Mount outside the arc on the left side. Back to Castle near the left elbow. Bounce pass to Justin Ray, or to Dylan Osborne. Osborne now a hand check foul called against Landon Carroll of Hillsborough. It's going to be Landon's second, team's fourth. Out of bounds for Washington Central along the sideline. 2:55 to go in the game. Central leading 43-34 over the Dragons. And inbound the basketball out to Osborne. And he has his pocket picked by the Dragons, Landon Carroll, who goes in for the layup and misses. Hit by Moore, no good. Rebound pulled down by Ryan Castle for Washington Central. 2:40 to go in the game. Central leading by 9, 43-34. Here's Castle at the point, down the lane. Kicks it off to Justin Ray. Ray, back outside the arc, gives off to Dylan Osborne. Back to the top of the key to Castle. Clock down to 2:22 and counting. A 9-point lead for Washington Central. They get it in on the baseline to Ray. He kicks it back out on the perimeter. Now a lob in to Ellison. Lobs down lower to Ray. Ray puts it up and in. Ray, it's been a pleasure to watch tonight for Washington Central. It's okay to be a Dragon fan and appreciate what Justin Ray has done. 24 points tonight and a 45-34 lead. A three-pointer from Donovan Moore. The Dragons is no good. Rebound by Washington Central. Under 2 minutes to play. The ball knocked out of bounds at midcourt by the Dragons. As we have 110 seconds left in the ball game, Dragons down 45-34, so Washington Central sitting pretty right now. Here's Ben Mount driving the baseline, puts it up and in. Ben Mount his first bucket tonight, and that will probably do it. 100 seconds to go. Dragons down by a baker's dozen, 43-34. Driving the lane is Landon Carroll, and he gets fouled. He'll get a couple of free throws, and the foul is on Justin Ray. That's going to be his third, team's fifth. Landon Carroll will shoot two for the Dragons. A minute 37 to go. Landon's free throw short. Score remains Washington Central 47, Hillsboro 34. And the Dragons will be coming home tonight. They'll have an assembly at school shortly after 8 o'clock tomorrow, and of course parents and interested fans can attend. Second free throw attempt good by Landon Carroll. He has 10 tonight. That makes it 47-35, so a 12-point advantage for Washington Central with 90 seconds to play in the state title game. Looks like the Trojans are going to be state champs in 3A. Around to the right side is Castle. Now underneath to Justin Ray. He puts up the shot, no good. And it's into the hands of a Dragon. Here's Donovan Moore. Down the lane, puts up the runner, and no good. Rebound, knocked away. Picked up by Justin Ray. Ray weaves his way down the lane, and it's picked off by the Dragons. A long pass down to Jordan Drake, knocked away for the team's straight turnover. A minute to play. Washington Central with the basketball, and the Trojan fans are starting to feel it. They lead 47-35. Here's Castle driving underneath the basket, and now a timeout called. 51 seconds to go in the ball game. Washington Central 47, Hillsboro 35. We'll come back with more in 20 seconds.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Sullivan's Drugs, National Bank, Bondurant Plumbing, Stewart Sanitation, Gary Wimple Tax and Accounting Service, Caradon Framing, Style Studio, all in Hillsboro, by the Montgomery County Republican Central Committee, and by the City of Hillsboro, home of the Dragons. WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Coach Rich Stewart giving hugs to all of his starters. He's going to try and get everybody else into the contest. Of course, the Dragons only had 9 on their roster. As Washington Central will inbound the ball, and Donovan Moore makes this steal. And now he is fouled in the backcourt. And that foul is going to be against a gentleman named Drake Hine for Washington Central. Liam Dugan in the lineup. Ethan Madalino for the Dragons. There's Moore with a three. Good. Donovan with 19 tonight. That makes it 47-38. And the Trojans had all their starters out. Now they're going to put them back in with 42 seconds remaining. And there's a bird loose in the gymnasium. Oh, my goodness. What you see at the ball games, huh? 47-38, Washington Central with the lead. 42 seconds to go in the game. So everybody's gotten in the game tonight. This is something these kids are going to remember for a long, long time. It's been a fun ride for the Dragons. It will not end the way they want it to end, but it's been a terrific ride for the Dragons this year. Not only will the boys finish second in the state, but, of course, the girls won the state title last December. The Washington Central will end down the ball on their own baseline, leading 47-38. And then Mount will end down the basketball for the Trojans. Ball comes out front as the Trojans will walk it into the front court, and all they want to do is waste some time. Dragons, as the clock continues to roll, are not going to foul, it looks like. A half a minute to play, and the Trojans will hold on to the basketball. Now, attempted steal by Caden Lemon. Clock down to 22 seconds, and the Trojans of Washington Central will be champions in 2014 in the IESA 7th grade Class 3A State Basketball Tournament, and they will finish with a perfect record this year of 23-0. Meanwhile, the Hillsboro Dragons will finish second with a record of 20 wins and 3 losses. 3-2-1, game over. And the Washington Central Trojans are the champions in 2014. They win this one over the Dragons 47-38 as the Central fans rush onto the floor and mob their team. The Dragon fans come to their feet and applaud the effort of the Dragons tonight. Boy, what a terrific crowd the Dragons have this evening here at Winona, some 2.5 hours away. Well, they'll get ready for the medallion and trophy presentation coming up in a few minutes. We'll catch our breath. We'll come back and check the scoring totals for you in 60 seconds.
In time of need, sensitive personal service without excessive cost is what they do at Bass Pat and Dean Funeral Home. Your friends at the Bass Pat and Dean Funeral Home will listen carefully to your needs and respectfully conduct services according to your wishes. Call the Bass Pat and Dean Funeral Home in Hillsboro, serving the community for generations. They'll help make arrangements easier for you.
Man's best friend, woman's best friend, all under one roof. Diamonds and Dogs in Hillsboro. Put a sparkle in your life with gift cards, sports rings, bling for the puppy, Blue Buffalo dog food, dog toys, dog clothing, and fine fashion jewelry. Expert repair too. Stop by the store. Sign up to get text messages about specials they have. Like them on Facebook. Diamonds and Dogs in Hillsboro.
This is Tammy Richmond with Montgomery Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Hillsboro. Say you had to choose between a 5-star hotel and a 1-star hotel for the same price. Montgomery Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is the only 5-star rehab center in this area. Visit us at Montgomery Nursing and Rehabilitation Center and find out why we are the home with heart.
WSMI FM 106.1, America's high school sports leader.
Terry Jones back at Fieldcrest School in Winona. And the Washington Central Trojans are champions in the 3A state tournament for boys' seventh grade teams. 47-38 the final as they defeat the Dragons of Hillsboro. Coach Rick Stewart, assistant coach John Cooper, talking with the Dragons right now. And they're lining up for the presentation of the medallions and the trophies. Let's check our scoring totals. First off for the Dragons, Kenton Pruitt with 2 points tonight, 3 from Christian Scott, 19 points from Donovan Moore, 4 points from Jordan Gray. Quarters of 4, 16, 13, and 5 for the Dragons. They were 7 of 14 from the line, had 8 turnovers, and wrapped up the season in second place in the state tournament with a record of 20 wins and 3 losses. Washington Central now 23-0, and they are the state champ. They were led tonight by Justin Ray. He had 24 points. He was spectacular tonight for the Trojans. 5 points from Ryan Castle, 3 from Dylan Osborne, 2 from Ben Mount, and it looks like 2 points from Kinsinger and 11 from Ezra Ellison. Quarters of 11, 9, 19, and 8 for the Trojans. They were 3 of 8 from the line, had 13 turnovers, and they win it tonight, 47-38. Coming up in a moment, we will be switching venues to the Nokomis Girls 1A Regional Tournament, the championship game there. Gary Boker and Don Huddleston will have the call of the game between the Raiders of Central A&M and the Nokomis Lady Redskins. We'll have scores for you tomorrow morning at 7:30. On Spotlight on Sports. I want to thank Scott Merriman for producing our broadcast tonight, and of course all the sponsors who made the broadcast possible of Dragons basketball. They were terrific. They climbed on board and said, let's go follow the Dragons. And we did. The Dragons had a spectacular year, a year they're going to remember for an awful long time. And they will finish in second place in the IESA 7th grade boys state basketball tournament. So there will be 2 trophies to add to the collection at Hillsboro Junior High, with the girls winning back in December, boys finishing second here in February. Dragons being introduced now and receiving their medallions. They'll later receive the second place trophy. They'll come back home tonight, and there'll be a short assembly tomorrow morning, just a little bit after 8 o'clock, for the Dragons at the old gym. And if you are interested, you are invited to attend. That's going to do it for our coverage from here at Winona Fieldcrest in the IESA Class 3A 7th grade state basketball tournament. Thanks to Greg Peterson, the AD here at Fieldcrest, to Nicole Chase Bauer and our friends at the IESA. Once again, the final. Washington Central Trojans are champions in 2014. They defeat the Hillsboro Dragons 47-38. So long from Winona.